We do the FHN Dial-A-Doc program, sponsored by and brought to you by FHN. And today we have the FHN Volunteer Services Coordinator, Maddie Obert, is with us. Hey, Maddie, good morning. Hello to you.
Good morning. Hello.
Thanks for joining me. I understand you are currently looking for volunteers at FHN. Tell me more.
Yes. So a lot of our volunteers here are a great asset to us. We are currently looking for volunteers. A lot of our volunteers help with discharging our patients. They do a lot of our delivery of flowers, balloons. So they're a great resource for our organization.
You know, and it sounds, you know, I would think that, some folks would be, well, I'm intimidated by, I'm going to work at FHN or, be a volunteer at FHN. A little, that would be intimidating. But, it sounds like it's a fun job. What kind of things do your volunteers do at FHN?
Yeah, so it is. It is a fun job. It's a very rewarding job as well. So a lot of our volunteers, like I said, kind of reference to discharging our patients. They deliver stuff to rooms. They also deliver our mail throughout our hospital. So they're a great asset as getting our mail in our office and through different areas of the hospital here, but also distributing out to the rural communities. They also help with projects around the hospital. So whether that be sending out greeting cards or mailing things off to patients, so things like that. And then we also have individuals who take these calls and relay the messages. So there's a lot that kind of goes into it, but I mean, they're a great resource and do so much for the hospital.
And so it's a kind of thing that anybody could do, right?
Yes, most definitely. So there is no, requirement of anything. We've got adult volunteers. We have student volunteers, for instance, for those that are needing volunteer hours for schooling, for nursing schooling maybe, or even in just to get into college, or if you're in high school and needing hours in order to graduate. So, we're really open to student volunteers as well as adult volunteers.
All right. And how many volunteers do you have right now?
We currently have 70 total, and that also includes our hospice side of volunteering. But currently here at the hospital itself, we've got 56.
How many hours do volunteers contribute every year at FHN?
So currently right now, we are at about 9,000 hours this year. Looking at last year at the end of the year, total end of December, we had about 10,000. So it's huge.
What about committing to a certain number of hours? What kind of a commitment would a volunteer have to make with you?
So volunteering is really flexible. So it's kind of whatever you're interested in. For instance, if you wanted to do just one day a week, that is wonderful. If you wanted to kind of set up a schedule, which most of our volunteers do, just because it's easy and it's, kind of a set schedule to do like a Tuesday, Thursday, or maybe like a Monday, Wednesday. But there is no required amount of hours you have to have. We've got split shifts. So like on a Monday, for instance, there's an 8 to noon and then a noon to 4. So it's usually 4-hour shifts if it's something that you've got going on that day and you need to leave early. We're very flexible and understand that you're volunteering and there's a life outside of this. So we're just happy to have you.
We're talking to Maddie Obert, FHN Volunteer Services Coordinator, on the FHN Dial-A-Doc today. Maddie, someone's out there saying, this sounds kind of interesting. Maybe what kind of people do you look for when you look for volunteers?
Yeah, so a lot of times we look for someone who is compassionate, who's willing to give back to the community, who wants to help others, who's just happy to kind of be here and do whatever may get kind of thrown at them. Anyone who is willing to come in, help out, have some fun. I mean, that's what we're looking for. So,
and I would assume that the comment that you get from folks who volunteer and said, first of all, I should have done this sooner. But then secondly, is that I would assume that a common comment is I get way more out of it than I put into it.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. I mean, the reward is so phenomenal. You hear some stories from volunteers that they were able to discharge a mom and a dad and their newborn baby. And, it's those moments that are kind of like, wow, like, that's so cool. I was able to see this newborn that was just born, a day or two ago. And here I am, bringing that family home. So it's really cool.
So tell us a process. Give us a limited schematic in terms of how to become a volunteer, and if you just want to find out more information, tell us about that.
Yeah, so our process, there is an application process that we have you kind of fill out and go through. There are some policies we go over, such as, you know, our HIPAA and things like that, since we are a healthcare organization. So there's those policies, and a lot of our information can be found on the FHN website under volunteer services.
Maddie, I know you're also involved with the gift shop at FHN there as well. And, of course, it's a holiday season. Tell us about the gift shop and the merchandise. That's maybe, you know, it's a shop that many people don't think about for the holiday season. But tell us about that.
Yeah, so our gift shop here at the hospital is fantastic. They've got so many different types of merchandise. We've got clothing. We've got flowers, a huge selection of tech items that you kind of wouldn't think about in a gift shop. But, I mean, top of the line perfumes and colognes. We've got, you know, Michael Kors, Calvin Klein's, a lot of jewelry and books and such. So a lot of high-end perfumes and colognes, but a very reasonable price.
So this isn't, you know, when I think about a, you know, hospital gift shop, I always think about, well, that's just for the, you know, the patients who are there, who are actually admitted. But there's much more to it than that.
Oh, yes, there is much more than that. I mean, for instance, for anyone who's just coming in maybe to see family, obviously are more than welcome to stop by. But, I mean, it is open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5. And like I said, they're located there on the first floor here of the hospital, very easy access. And our guest representative there in the gift shop, she's phenomenal. So she's always willing to help.
All right, go to FHN and shop. There you go. What about gift wrapping? Do they do that there?
Yes. So with this holiday season approaching us, we do a lot of gift wrapping with wrapped in bags with bows and ribbons. You can attach a balloon to it or a card that can be handmade. You know, and they're all very unique to where they can be personalized to what you're looking for or if there's certain colors you're interested in based off of what you're buying the gift for, whoever that may be. So, yeah, no, they're fantastic.
All right. And flowers there as well or?
Yes, tons of flowers. Okay. You can never go wrong.
Oh, there you go. That's a good one. All right, gift shop, where is it located, and what about the hours of the gift shop?
Yeah, so the gift shop is located there on the first floor here of the hospital. They are Monday through Friday from 9 to 5. And like I said, they've got such a slew of selection, and there's always good deals.
All right. Maddie, great to talk to you. Happy holidays to you. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and we'll talk again soon, all right?
Great. Thank you so much. You too.
That's Maddie Obert, FHN Volunteer Services Coordinator. That's the Dialogue program from FHN. The preceding brought to you by and sponsored by FHN.